Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Dimitris Nikolaidis, the Minister of Education for the Province of Burdick. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, we know that you've been in kind of around the region recently with a meeting with some local school boards. What are kind of some of the things that you've kind of gotten out of those?
Yeah, that's right. I've been up in Grand Prairie both yesterday and we'll be up in the region today, meeting with school divisions, parents, looking at schools and other pieces. When I talk with school divisions, some of the things that I hear is about capital. Many of our school divisions in the region may have aging infrastructure, some old schools that need to be replaced. So a lot of the school divisions are talking to me about that. Transportation and busing is also something that's been top of mind for them, as well as hiring and retaining teachers in the region is also something that a lot of them have shared with me. And I'm looking forward to working more closely with them to see how we can solve these issues for them.
And on the kind of sort of the building of schools, I was actually just talking yesterday with our MLA here in Peace River, Dan Williams, who mentioned to me about how big it is to see some schools getting built or at least in the planning stages of being built. So how important do you think it is for really get to a lot of these new schools that are out there that are getting them in kind of sort of smaller centers, if you will?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to sit down with Minister Williams and many of the school divisions in his riding and in his district. And we were able to talk about this. I think it's important. You know, we have to make sure that we're building schools across the province, not just in Calgary and Edmonton, but in all corners of the province. Of course, we're seeing a huge influx of people moving to Alberta over the past couple of years. A lot of those folks, it looks like, are being concentrated in Calgary and Edmonton. So we're looking at that, but also looking to make sure that we are building schools in every corner of the province, modernizing schools and replacing ones that have gone beyond their life expectancy.
Now, you mentioned a little bit there about certainly just sort of employment, if you will, around hiring teachers and those kinds of things. I know the education field certainly got a little bit of a hit from when the COVID rolled through, but how do you think that the province was able to kind of sort of bounce back and try to get more sort of teachers out there for our children here?
Yeah, that's something that we're talking about within the ministry right now. We're looking at different types of solutions, strategies, and tactics. Whether that's on the post-secondary side, are there ways that we can encourage more young people to look at these occupations and become teachers? We're also curious to explore whether we have enough spaces at our post-secondary institutions to be able to train a high degree and volume of teachers right here in our own communities. And as well as other strategies to make sure that apart from just training folks, we can retain them in the area. So we're having a lot of conversations right now about different ideas, even, of course, with our school divisions, who I think are in the best position to give us advice about what's needed to recruit and retain teachers in the region. So we're looking at all the different options, having some conversations, and hopefully in the future we'll be able to put some things in action to help move the needle on this important file.
Now, last time we spoke a few weeks ago was right when the province was starting to get some feedback on the new K-6 social studies curriculum, I do believe. But what kind of sort of feedback have you gotten on that since then?
Yeah, we had a survey that was available online, and that survey closed on October 16th. We collected over 10,000 responses from Albertans on that survey. My team is still compiling all of the results and the answers. So I'm hoping in the next couple of days to be able to get a window into what they've suggested through that survey. But through my conversations with other partners, there's a lot of folks are really interested in making sure that we teach, of course, the importance of civics and civic involvement and civic participation, what it means to be a citizen, what it means to be an active citizen, and how we can do that. There's also a strong desire to make sure that we're teaching about multicultural identities and working towards creating a greater environment of respect and tolerance for different cultures and traditions and languages. As well, there's also a great desire to make sure that Canada's incredible history and strengths are taught in the social studies curriculum as well. So we're looking at many of those pieces as well as others to make sure that we get it right.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we also like to throw out a little personal question in there. Now we know that Halloween, of course, is coming up, and I know that certainly plenty of kids out there are really excited about consuming copious amounts of candy. But you know, sometimes the adults have a bit of a sweet tooth as well. So we want to know, do you have a sweet tooth? And if so, what's kind of your sort of go-to Halloween candy?
Oh, yeah. I definitely have a sweet tooth, and it's become a lot more tricky. I have a six-year-old. And a one-year-old, so of course they're right in that very excited Halloween phase, bringing lots of candy home, and the temptation increases quite a bit. I don't know. I'm a Kit Kat guy. I really enjoy a Kit Kat, but I really enjoy Halloween anyway. It's always a good opportunity just to, you know, to hang out with the kids. They get really excited and take them out trick or treating. Might not be able to do that this year. The legislature is going to get underway at the end of the month, but I know that they'll still have fun either way. And I hope other kids as well do. And I think you reiterated an important message, which is don't overdo it on the candy, and make sure to have a balanced and healthy lifestyle is always important.
Yeah, sometimes you got to give kids a break nowadays. But anyhow, Dimitris Nikolaitis, the education minister, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. All the best to you.